The month of May is Mental Health Month, and we are going to focus on some of those aspects today. We've got several guests here in the studio with us today. Carmen Rowland is with us from CAS Health, the Senior Life Solutions Program. Anna Kilpack of NAMI with us today, along with Brigham Hoig, the CAS County Wellness Coordinator. And Lori Cooley is with us from Zion and the Southwest Iowa Mental Health Center. How are you all this morning? Good?
Good.
Wonderful.
Thanks for having us.
Excellent. That was a lot all at once, wasn't it?
Yeah.
let's dive right in, because we've got a lot to talk about in a short time frame to do it. And Carmen, start with you a little bit. Senior Life Solutions and the programs that you have helped to work with at the hospital. Talk a little bit about the mental health aspect and what are some of the services that you provide that folks might not know about.
Okay, well, thanks for having me. I am Carmen Rowland, registered nurse with CAS Health, and I do direct and participate in the Senior Life Solutions program. And our program is basically it's driven on that we're going to help those who are typically 65 and above who are going through transitions in their life that are extremely hard for them to deal with or cope with. They're having struggles with things such as losing their spouse, losing their health, maybe have moved to a facility, losing their homes, anything that's causing them to feel depression or any anxiety. They become isolated, especially with the pandemic. This last couple of years, it's been really horrible and hard on people, not getting out and socially connecting with others. And a lot of places have shut down, so they don't have anywhere to go to do that. Mm-hmm. And it's causing a lot of increased anxiety and depression. So our program is based basically to help those in our elder population here in the rural communities in order to get them some therapy to be able to learn coping skills and some change in behavior to better handle things as they come up in the future and have a better quality life. And our program is primarily a group therapy setting, so we usually have no more than 10 people in our group at a time. We do an intensive program, which means they get to spend quite a bit of time with us initially. So we do 3 half days a week to start, and then they meet with a therapist individually for one-on-one visits, as well as a psychiatrist does a medication management for those who would require any kind of medications. And then myself, as the registered nurse, I monitor them physically to make sure they're as healthy as possible. As they progress through the program and meet their goals, they do go down in their days from 3 down to 2 and 1 and graduate. And then we do provide them with a 6-month aftercare program. They can continue to come to our aftercare meetings after that 6 months, but we do keep in contact with them for 6 months required.
Sounds very comprehensive.
Yes. It's very intensive. They learn a lot of skills. They gain a lot of insight to themselves. Most people that come to the program are very hesitant and very nervous when they first start. But usually within the first day to a couple days, they realize how important it is for them to be there, and they realize how warm and welcoming everyone there is because they've all walked in that doorway the same way.
Sure.
And, you know, especially in our elder population, a lot of times there's such a stigma related and surrounding mental health. But the one thing I've always tried to tell people is everyone has mental health, and mental health is not just our people with mental illnesses. Mental health is those who have depression and anxiety as well. Mm-hmm. And for those who are happy and having everything go okay, because that's mental health as well. It's just there's different layers to that mental health onion, and which layer are we in? So for those who are struggling with the depression, anxiety piece of it and other things that cause their life not to be as great as normal, that's where we would come in. And with our elder population in the rural communities, especially this group, they've always grown up being told, don't talk about your feelings, you know, be a man, or, you know, we don't air out our dirty laundry. Well, we're here to let you know that we need to break this stigma down, because if it's affecting your quality of life, then it's worth reaching out for some help.
Okay. Very good. Kind of cracking the surface there, too.
Right.
Yeah, you bet. Anna Kilpack with NAMI. Talk about NAMI and the services, some of the services that you can provide and how it fits into the group discussion here.
Absolutely. So for those that aren't familiar with NAMI, NAMI is the National Alliance on Mental Illness, and we are the Southwest Iowa affiliate, so we serve 9 counties throughout Southwest Iowa. First of all, though, I just want to say this group that's here today has been absolutely fantastic in pulling together so many resources and bringing awareness to mental health for the month of May. We've got a fantastic group working together, and we're all collaborating to make sure that people are aware of the resources and have resources available. So thank you, guys. As far as NAMI, our main goal is really to provide support groups and classes and presentations to bring awareness to mental illness. And as Carmen said, you know, everyone has mental health just like they have physical health. It's really important to recognize that and to know that it takes work to keep your mental health well, just like it takes work to keep your physical health well. And so we all need to recognize that and understand that stigma is something that provides a barrier that for people to reach out and get help. So just acknowledging that is huge. So some of the activities that we have going on a regular basis are like our support groups. We have 5 different support groups throughout the region, 1 specifically here in Atlantic, and it meets every the first and third Thursday of each month at 2:00 at United Church of Christ on Hazel Street. We also have a virtual group, so for those that can't make it in person, every Thursday evening at 6:30, we have a virtual support group, connection support group. So you can sign up for that on our website. We also have family support groups. So for family members, loved ones of individuals that are suffering from a mental illness, you can join us every the first Tuesday of each month at 6:30 virtually. You can sign up on our website. Our only in-person one right now is in Clarinda, but if anybody out there listening wants to help us get one going in Atlantic, we would love to. Also, another program that we have going on, one of our classes, Peer-to-Peer, which is a 8-week series for individuals that have a diagnosis. It's a great class to learn about different diagnoses and classes of medication and self-care and coping mechanisms. You can join us virtually starting June 6th. Again, sign up on our website, namisouthwestiowa.com. And then our CARES series. Our CARES series is something unique to NAMI Southwest Iowa, and CARES is an acronym for Community Advocacy Resources Education and Support. And it's really a meeting to open up the conversations about mental health and disability. So we rotate around the region. Our next meeting is June 9th at 6:30 p.m. It will be here in Atlantic at the Chamber. And the topic is stress on the farm and strategies to help each other. So it's really about bringing awareness to kind of what ag families go through and the stressors that they're under and how to prevent suicide in the ag community. So one last thing I'll share is we have our bike ride coming up. So the Ride for Resilience and Recovery is our annual fundraiser bike ride that helps to support all of our free programs all year long. It is June 25th on the Wabash Trace, starting in Council Bluffs and going to Shenandoah. So
very good. And I want to ask you quick, too, because a lot of folks, when they think of support groups, they think of folks sitting around in chairs in a circle, face-to-face, visiting. But you were talking about the virtual groups, too. That's working well?
It absolutely is. So many of our programs, because we cover 9 counties and because people's schedules vary so much, the virtual groups and the virtual classes have really been well attended. We love that we can provide that, and anyone in any corner of the 9 counties can access those services.
Yeah, well, gas prices, time, travel, all that kind of stuff, other obligations and things, those are all deterrents, and you want to eliminate those.
Absolutely. I mean, you can even do it from your phone if you're sitting there and your kids are at baseball practice, and you can jump on a Zoom meeting in your car from your phone. It's so versatile.
More options are good.
Yep.
Very good. All right. I want to turn to Lori Cooley from Zion. Talk a little bit about your programming too, Lori, and how that fits into what we're discussing here.
Yeah, well, we provide all the mental health services here around the area. About 4 years ago, Zion recognized that mental health is a very critical needed service in the community. And so we began managing the Southwest Iowa Mental Health Center. And so we provide crisis intervention. Mm-hmm. We have a crisis line that anybody can call at any time, 24/7, and it's actually answered by a mental health therapist. And then also we have the outpatient mental health. We have medication management, and peer recovery for the mental health. And also we have the integrated health home. Then about several years ago, we started managing a crisis unit up in the Woodward Safe Harbor. It's a 5-day stay, and it's for anybody who is experiencing a mental health crisis. And so they come in and they stay the 5 days. We have medication management. We have a mental health therapist on staff. And we get them stabilized, and then we help them move back into the community, at home maybe. If they are homeless, we have a transitional housing unit up there. And so we'll transition them into this unit and help them find employment. We follow them around. It's about a 4 to 6 month stay. And then just last year, we expanded even more and saw the need for the crisis stabilization units. And we took on one down in Clarinda called Harbor Point. And so with all of that together, we've expanded all our mental health services to everybody. We also have an outpatient mental health clinic up in Perry, Iowa. Not very many people know about that one up there. And we take anyone, actually we're a community mental health center designation of the state. And so we're open to Guthrie, Audubon, and Cass County. And then if we need to, we'll refer you to the Dallas County one. We are doing some of the therapy blended. So if there's individuals who, the virtual will work for them better because of childcare or transportation, then we'll offer that to them also.
Very good.
And then also just to kind of tag on, if funding for your mental health therapy is a concern to an individual, we have all kinds of options for you. We have grants that can help with co-pays. We can help you get set up with a funder, possibly Medicaid if you need to. We'll help you fill out the application. And we'll also help you with your transportation through these grants. And we can help set you up with some childcare. Anything that we can help you do to take away from a barrier, because we actually care about you and we want you to seek that help.
That's a lot of hurdles you've kicked over.
Well, yeah, sorry.
A lot. Lori, is a lot of the work that you do, is it done by referral?
Actually, in the IHH program, it is. Mm-hmm. That's all by referral. Actually, we have people that call on their own, quite a few of them, but it could also be the court system.
Sure. Okay, so lots of different angles there.
There's quite a few.
Yeah, very good. Brigham, as Cass County Wellness Coordinator, you work with a lot of these folks and mm-hmm. kind of tying a lot of this together. It's nice, especially in a small town, in a small county, mm-hmm. as we are, a rural part of the state, to have all these resources to be able to pick from.
Yes. No, it's so awesome. I've been over here just like nodding my head, giving a thumbs up. I just love all the resources we've got available in Cass County.
Yeah. And so many, it sounds like so many times there might be overlap here and there too. There aren't a lot of gaps. Mm-hmm. If you're able to figure out and assess what needs people have, you can pretty much find a spot where they'll be best served.
We've got a lot of services. I think in some cases it can feel just a little bit overwhelming to look at the number of services. So I would encourage folks to, we have on the Cass County Extension website, we have a update about mental health in May. And we've got there linked, a number of different mental health resources that we have in Cass County. So folks can kind of, take their time and look that over and call different folks and ask about what they've got specifically.
Okay, very good. Well, we've gone over an awful lot in a very short period of time. But if folks want to know more about any of the services provided, I'm sure they all have their own resources. But do you kind of pull that all together?
We do pull that all together as Healthy Cass County. So the Healthy Cass County Urgent Need Resource Guide is online. And I mentioned again, I would say that right now, going to the Extension website for the information on Mental Health Month, our supervisors here in Cass County declared May Mental Health Month for Cass County, and we've just got a ton of resources.
Excellent. Very good. Well, it's nice to know that we have the services when folks are in need of those services. We never know when things mm-hmm. might happen in our lives where those might pop up. Lori?
Yeah, I'd just like to give the phone number. to the facility. It's 712-243-2606. You can also access our website at zioniowa.org.
Okay, very good. Anna, the same? You want to do that as well? Share the information?
So for NAMI Southwest Iowa, you can reach out to us at 712-542-7904 or reach us at namisouthwestiowa.com.
All right, very good. And Carmen, through the hospital?
Yeah, and for Senior Life Solutions, you can call us directly at 712-250-8100, or you can call the hospital and ask to be connected to the Senior Life Solutions Department.
Very good. And we've got some of that referral material that Brigham has put together on our website at kjan.com as well. If folks would like to learn more, you can find that, download it, print it out, keep it on the refrigerator. Keep it close by. Ladies, thank you very much for coming by. Carmen, Anna, Brigham, Lori, appreciate you stopping by this morning. I know I'm keeping you from doing what's really, really important, but we got the outreach part done here today. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Jim.
Thank you.